Kansas City knocking on the door. Second down and goal. Moyaki from wing left in short motion. Castle in a boot fake. Pumps once. Now in trouble. Sets. Throws. Pass going to be caught by Leonard Pope. And that is a Kansas City touchdown. Pope in the back of the end zone was wide open. That is his first receiving touchdown of the year. And the Chiefs, with 1:15 to go in the first quarter, have taken a 6-0 lead. Here's a third down and 12. Second time of that four opportunities that they've been third and 10-plus from the gun. Chiefs rush five. Kyle sets, throws, pass. Caught! Decker in the middle of the field. He's got a first down. Denver inside the Kansas City 35-yard line. Hit by Eric Berry, but spot him at the 32, a gain of 29. You can't help but think when you see number 87 making a catch like that of Ed McCaffrey. Matt Prater, who's made 32 of his last 35 since last November, will see this ball spotted near hash at the 15, an attempt of 25 yards. It is up, and it is good. So Matt Prater from 25 yards out with 1:19 to go in the first half. That cuts the Chiefs' lead to 7-3. Snap good, placement down, kick on the way. It has plenty of height, and it is good with 3 seconds to go in the half. Ryan Succop from 47 yards out has increased the Kansas City lead to 10-3. Kansas City will go a length outside the 2-yard line, fourth down and goal. Castle drops to throw, pressured. Pulled down and sacked outside the 15-yard line. Mario Hagan was there, and the gamble doesn't pay off for Todd Haley in Kansas City. Hagan with his fifth sack of the year, and the Bronco defense with a huge goal line stand. Second down and 9. Moyaki lines up as a wing left. They bring Bo from left to right in motion. Castle under center turns, hands off to Charles, who fumbles the football. Ball down to the ground, and it's a scramble for it. We've not seen a turnover thus far. Might this be the first?
Justin Bannon came through, Dave.
Yeah, officials in trying to separate the players. Denver thinks they have it. No indication yet. They're still digging out bodies. It is Denver's football. The first turnover, Justin Bannon, as Brian said, caused the fumble, and the Broncos have the football. Denver, their only points today on a Matt Prater 25-yard field goal. We'll try to get three more here. The ball will be spotted far hash at the 31. This attempt will be a 41 yards for Matt Prater. Snap good. Placement down. Prater with plenty of height, and it is good. 13:42 to go in this one. Matt Prater's second field goal of the game has cut the Chiefs' lead to 10-6 over the Broncos. Second down, Orton's in the gun, four-man rush, he looks right. Look out, hit from behind and slammed into the turf. The ball came free, it is a fumble, and Kansas City has the ball. Tamba Hali, his second sack of the game, his 10th overall of the season. And Kansas City defensively with their biggest play of the game. Orton has him out of the huddle on his third down in a long four. Broncos need to reach the Chiefs' 43-yard line to continue. From the shotgun, trips right. Lloyd by himself, wide left. Hand off to Moreno. Moreno's got a huge hole inside the 40, the 35. Stutter step, steps out of a tackle inside the 25-yard line. No Sean Moreno, and the Broncos' offensive front carving up this Chiefs' defense. Ricky Price with help from John McGraw on the tackle. But a 24-yard run from Moreno. He's got 161 yards rushing, a career high. Ball is at the Bronco 8-yard line. 6 seconds to go. Orton drops into the end zone. Steps away from pressure. Checks the pressure from behind him. Loads it up and throws it for all he's worth. Ball is going to be deflected at the Kansas City 38-yard line. And this one is over at Arrowhead. In improbable fashion, Kansas City has beaten the Broncos 10-6